here with more contrasting sounds from the world of pipe and electronic organs. And in fact, we start on electronics today with the huge Kawai T30 in the hands of that master of orchestral interpretations on the organ, Brian Sharp. And with a little help from John McCulloch on bass guitar, what more is there to be said than dance, ballerina, dance. Brian Sharp on the Kawai One Man Orchestra. Our next port of call is Ormsby near Middlesbrough to hear the ex-Regal Putney Compton, now installed in the home of Mr. Bob Freeman. Stan Burnicle plays it for us this afternoon, and here he is with one of the all-time favourites from the pen of bandleader Ray Noble, who declared that love is the sweetest thing, and I reckon he wasn't far wrong. Love is the Sweetest Thing, Stan Burnicle at the Freeman Compton. Robert Wolf is with us again this afternoon, playing another Compton, that of the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall in West Yorkshire, and the title theme from the film 633 Squadron. Robert Wolf in full flight with the 633 Squadron. Well, time for more of the incredibly authentic sounds of the Kauai T30 Electronic as Brian Sharp with bass guitarist John McCulloch introduces us to the girl from Ipanema. Brian Sharp and John McCulloch in the company of the girl from Ipanema. And a touch of the Duke Ellingtons now as we listen to the sound of Bob Freeman's Compton at Ormsby and Stan Burnicle playing Mood Indigo. Mood Indigo from Stan Burnettle. An interesting LP from EMI appeared recently, featuring the one and only Reginald Dixon at the Wurlitzer organ. I say interesting because the whole record comprises reissues of some of the best tracks selected from Reg's substantial LP output. 12 of the 16 items were recorded, of course, on the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer, the remainder being played on the BBC Theatre organ, which Reg used regularly after his retirement from the Tower in 1970. 45 minutes worth of sheer nostalgia then, and I think the fact that EMI have produced the album only goes to prove that, although Reg doesn't play these days, a lot of people still have a very soft spot in their hearts for Mr. Blackpool. The Continental, Reginald Dixon at the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. The title of the LP is Over the Waves and is on the EMI Encore label number ONCR534. EMI Encore ONCR534. Here's Brian Sharp. Thank you. the Kauai T30 Electronic, and Brian Sharp's musical House of Dreams. Well, the concert circuit seems to be getting pretty busy again after the summer break, so let's take a look at this week's events. Tomorrow evening at 7:45, Trevor Daniels plays at the Glen in Leicester, and on Tuesday the 22nd, George Blackmore is this week's guest at the Thursford Organ Museum at 8 p.m. Moving on to Saturday the 26th, with Gene Martin at the 3J's Gomersall at 7:15, and at 7:30, William Davis and Janet Dowsett at the Civic Hall Fleet. Next Sunday, the 27th, USA organ star Lynn Larson at the Granada Harrow at 1 p.m. At 2:30 that afternoon, Charles Horrocks at the Social Welfare Hall, Harworth. And at the Astra Theatre, Llandudno, Robinson Cleaver and a few of his guests. At 2:45 p.m. on the 27th, our Canadian lady organist visitor Winnie Freer will be at the Dale Hall, Hampthwaite, Wurlitzer. And at the Castle Hill United Reformed Church, Ipswich, Almsby Bancroft. Finally, next Sunday afternoon, I shall be at the Reliance Garage, King's Lynn, and David Shepherd will be at the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, at 3 p.m. Well, to take us up to closing time this evening, a lively quickstep duo from Robert Wolfe. Lively quickstep trio, the trolley song The Best Things in Life Are Free and Button Up Your Overcoat from Robert Wolfe at Gomersall. And that's about it for today, I'm afraid, but I hope you'll all be free to join me again next Sunday at the same time, when all our music will have the feminine touch. My thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam for today's programme, and until we meet again, this is Nigel Ogden saying cheerio and all the best.